And now this is a dictation for Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Downs, D-O-W-N-S, November 1136. Address as a letter to Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 802-5955. Dear Mrs. Boyk, follow-up for Mrs. Downs, chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with family member, last visit January, morbid obesity, uses a cane, no hospital visit. She is taking minimum amount of medications, stable neuropathy, stable diffuse body pain, edema, stable dyspnea and chest pain, uses oxygen only as needed, 2 liters, no hemoptysis, no orthopnea, PND, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, follows cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-R-L-I-N. There was an episode of lightheadedness when she was sitting, resting, question bradycardia on the pulse oximetry in the 30s. She mentioned that even if needed, she is not interested in aggressive procedures, including no pacemaker. Next paragraph. Present medications, Flonase, aspirin, Singulair. She stopped the bisoprolol and all other medications. Next paragraph, present weight 211, blood pressure by nurse 150/674. Lungs are clear, presently no arrhythmia, has an ostomy, obesity of the abdomen, 4+ edema, worse on the left-sided, lymphedema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is April, creatinine 1.34, improved. Representing a GFR 38, stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium, mal metabolic acidosis, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mal anemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Presently stable, no progression. Keeping hydration, has an ostomy from right-sided hemicolectomy, cecal cancer. Has congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Refuses to take most of the medications. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Mild metabolic acidosis, renal failure, and GI losses. Other chemistry is stable. She needs to discuss with cardiology about these episodes of lightheadedness and bradycardia, but he mentioned that he will not do any pacemaker, and she wants no invasive procedures. A stable lymphedema as part of her morbid obesity. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.